Our scripture reading this morning is taken from Luke chapter 17, verses 11 through 17. On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was going through the region between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered a village, 10 lepers approached him. Keeping their distance, they called out, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were made clean. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. He prostrated himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus asked, "Were not 10 made clean? But the other 9, where are they? Was none of them found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Get up and go on your way. Your faith has made you well." May God add a blessing to this, the reading of his holy word. Following the hymn of number 565, "Come Ye Thankful People Come," children ages 3 through 2nd grade may be excused to go to Kid Connection.
You may be seated. Name your blessings one by one. That's our theme today for our Thanksgiving service. In December of 1620, the Mayflower had landed at Plymouth Colony. And during the next few months, the winter rushed in on them with a vengeance, kind of like this last week or last year with the polar vortex that we had. 50 of the 102 who had arrived were dead by the end of the winter. But the Native Americans had been very helpful to them. They had become friends. And so the colonists had learned how to build homes and how to hunt and fish. The first autumn that they were there, in the midst of their hardships, and despite the difficult winter that they'd had, Governor William Bradford declared a season of thanksgiving for all that God had provided for them. And so they invited those Native American friends to come to a feast. And everyone celebrated with 3 days of thanksgiving and revelry. And on that first Thanksgiving, they gave thanks for the Lord's provision over that past year. This morning, we're going to be raising up our thanks. This is an interactive service. I have handed out verses to about 20 people, and we are going to be hearing, there's many, many verses in the Bible that talk about giving thanks, and we have just chosen 20 of them. And as we go along, I'll tell you which one to read. They will stand at their place. There are microphones coming around. Read that verse, and then that person will tell something that they are thankful for, and then there will be opportunity for those, even if you didn't have a verse, to share a thanksgiving. Let us sing the first verse of 569, "Count Your Blessings," and then we will enter into our time of scripture reading and sharing. We will stay seated for this part. Mm-hmm. your many blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done. As a nation, we have set aside a day devoted to Thanksgiving. But as Christians, we are called to be people of thankfulness every day and all year round. And Scripture tells us over and over again to be thankful for what God has done for us and what He's going to do for us and to express it. The Scripture that Lana read to us from the Gospel of Luke shows Jesus healing 10 lepers. But only one turned around and came back to thank Him. And Jesus asked, weren't there 10? Where are the other 9? God expects and wants our thanks. As I said this morning, we're going to be reading and hearing just some verses of Scripture that deal with thankfulness. And we're going to share our thanks with one another. We're going to start with the very first one. We've got microphones in different places to be heard. So that person's going to stand, read their verse of Scripture, and tell us something they're thankful for.
1 Chronicles 16:8. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call on His name. Make known His deeds among the peoples. And any of you who know me know that I can't tell anything without an anecdote. So I'll give a little context. It was a dinner party thrown on Long Island. Two of the guests were Kurt Vonnegut and Joe Heller. Many of you may know those names. They're famous authors. I have often thought, even though the host was not named, that it was Donald Trump, because I know he has a place on Long Island. But anyway, Vonnegut decided he was going to tease Heller a little bit. He said, Joe, how does it make you feel to know that our host, in one day, makes or loses more in the stock market than the entire proceeds of Catch-22? Joe looked at Kurt and he said, you know, that doesn't bother me at all. I have something our host can never have. And now it's Kurt's turn to get a little bit intrigued. And Kurt Vonnegut said to Joe Heller, he said, well, what in the world could that be? He says, the knowledge, I have enough. I am thankful today because God has given me all that I have enough.
Number two.
First Chronicles 16:34. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His steadfast love endures forever. After 40 years, my sister, who has lived on the East Coast for those 40 years, has moved back to my hometown. And I'm very grateful for that because now she's able to help in the care of my 97-year-old mother. So I'm very grateful for that.
Okay. Number three.
Psalm 7:17. I wish to give the Lord the thanks due to His righteousness and sing praise to the name of the Lord the Most High. I am thankful for our family who loves me.
Number four.
Psalms 9:1. I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart. I will tell of all Your wonderful deeds. I'm thankful for my family in that house and all our friends. Thank you.
Number five.
Psalm 28:7. The Lord is my strength and my shield. In Him my heart trusts, so I am helped. And my heart exalts, and with Him my song I give thanks to Him. And I'm thankful for getting to be with my grandparents on Thanksgiving.
We're going to Michigan. All right, is there anyone that doesn't have a card that at this point would like to, and you can say thanks as many times as you want. So is there anyone who would like to say thanks and they'll bring a microphone around to you. Anybody that you'll have more opportunity as we go on. Let's turn our hymnals to number 564. We're just going to sing one verse of Now Thank We All Our God. You can be thinking of your thanks while we're singing this. 564, verse 1. More verses of scripture of thanks. Number 6.
Psalm 30, verse 4. Sing praises to the Lord, O ye his faithful ones, and give thanks to his holy name. Outside of my church family and my family, I am grateful for my health.
For your health, that's great. Number 7.
Psalms 30, 10 to 12. Hear, O Lord, and be gracious to me. O Lord, be my helper. You have turned my mourning into dancing. You have taken off my sackcloth and clothed me with joy, so that my soul may praise you and not be silent. O Lord, my God, I will give thanks to you forever. I'm thankful for my family and for my church family and for Ellen, who has come to shepherd our church family during this time.
Number 8. Oh, right next to it. How'd that happen? I passed these out randomly.
Psalm 54:6. With a free will offering, I will sacrifice to you. I will give thanks to your name, O Lord, for it is good. I'm thankful for the opportunity to travel around this world and see everything else that God has put on this planet.
Number 9.
Psalm 57, verse 9. I will give thanks to you, O Lord, among the peoples. I will sing praises to you among the nations. When I first read this, I began counting up the nations that we know a person from that nation, and I got as far as 15.
Number 10.
Psalm 69, verse 30. I will praise the name of God with a song. I will magnify him with thanksgiving. I thought of an experience many years ago when there was a gathering at the end of World War II at Soldiers Field in Chicago. That stadium was filled, and when they sang, it was great. Too bad we don't do that at football stadiums.
All right, now we're going to hear from our choir.
Thank you.
But others of you that don't have verses are thinking of things that you can express thanks for. Number 11.
We, your people, the flock of your pasture, will give thanks to you forever, from generation to generation. We will recount your praise. And I'm thankful for my grandparents.
All the grandparents' hearts just broke at that point. Number 12.
Psalm 92:1. It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praises to your name, O Most High. And I am thankful for God's grace and healing.
Number 13.
Psalm 95:2. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to him with songs of praise. I'm thankful for my friends and my family, but I'm also very thankful for the energy of the youth in our church.
Number 14. Oh, we got a microphone. We want to hear you, Atlanta.
I do have a big voice, don't I? Psalm 97:12. Rejoice in the Lord, O you righteous, and give thanks to his holy name. I'm so thankful for this church family, my own family, and for health, and a God that is an awesome God.
Number 15.
Psalm 100, verse 4. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. I don't know if I can say this without crying. But I'm thankful for new love in my life and helping to heal my broken heart.
Many of us know, some of you may not know, that Jane is getting married on December 28th. 27th. So, coming up soon. So, new life to heal a broken heart. Is there anybody else that would like to raise up a thanksgiving? Yes, right here. Thanks, David.
I'm thankful that my husband's finally here from Idaho. I'm happy we sold our house. I am thankful for the freedom that we have to worship openly in our country. I'm thankful for our servicemen, and I'm especially thankful that when I ask my daughter to draw what she's most thankful for, she drew a crucifix of Christ. So.
Also thankful for a warm church to worship in and a great family here to be able to worship with. Thank you.
Great. It's so great to have the Nace family with us. They moved here from Idaho a few months ago, but they were separated for a while. I understand that. But the house is sold in Idaho. They're here all together. And we're so glad that you've come to be with us, and we hope that you will continue. So thank you for sharing that. All right, we're going to sing from the black. The Black Book, number 2036. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Randy's going to give you a few instructions on it.
First of all, Debbie, I really appreciate your thankfulness, and I don't remember ever having that much energy. I just celebrated a birthday this past week. Seems like a long time ago. But on 2036, we wanted to give you a little bit of direction. When it says the first time through, it really means the first time through on the top three lines. So you will sing those twice. The second time through will be the bottom of the page. You'll sing it twice. Then you'll come back the third time through. That's the top again. You'll sing it twice. And then the fourth time through is the bottom. You will sing it twice, and then you will end. Now, a little word of warning. The choir has a different ending than you do. So don't worry about that. Just sing what's written. Thank you.
You may be seated. Continue with number 16. Psalms 138:2. I bow down toward your holy temple and give thanks to your name for your steadfast love and your faithfulness, for you have exalted your name and your word above everything. A lot of you know that I'm a junior in high school, and just recently I've started exploring my options for my future. So I'm thankful for my future possibilities. Amen. Number 17.
This is 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. I'm thankful this morning it wasn't icy like yesterday morning. When you think what our emergency workers and our police go through, and I saw two bad accidents between here and Marion yesterday, I'm thankful it wasn't icy this morning.
Amen. Number 18.
Hebrews 12:28-29. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us give thanks by which we offer to God an acceptable worship, with reverence and awe, for indeed our God is a consuming fire. And I am thankful for food and running water.
Many places in our world that don't have that. Thank you. Number 19. Somebody has to have number 19. All right, I'll read it. Philippians 4:6. Do not worry about anything, but in everything by prayer. Sherry has it. Wake up there, Jerry.
Philippians 4:6. Do not worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. I am thankful for this God's holy place that we can worship and the wonderful congregation that is here every Sunday.
Number 20.
From Colossians 4:2. Devote yourself to prayer, keeping alert in it with thanksgiving. For the month of November is just filled with thanksgiving. 52 years ago, on Veterans Day, I was baptized as a believer, which has just radically altered my life. In 1971, on November 26th, I married the woman who sits beside me. We'll celebrate our 43rd wedding anniversary. We've got a ways to go to catch up with our dear friends over here. And then 7 years ago today, our first little grandchild was born. So Miss Caitlin celebrates birthday 7 today with a Monster High themed birthday. Go figure.
Many things to be thankful for. Is there anyone else who would like to give thanks to the Lord today?
Thank you. I'm just grateful for the opportunity to come to the church on occasion with my mother, and I'm thankful for my mother and for the fact that she lives in Delaware and we're all in Columbus and in Southern Ohio, and I'm grateful for this church community and church family that she has here and all of her friends. So thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Anyone else? Last chance. I know you're all thankful, even if you didn't say it. All right, thank you. We know that first Thanksgiving was not the end of the story for the Pilgrims. 2 years later, the colonists continued to wrestle with the new land and their desperate lives in that new world. One member kept stealing from the Indians, and so they eventually had to hang him to keep the peace. And then a long-awaited ship arrived with provisions that they were waiting for, but the prices were so exorbitant that they had to send the ship on its way without buying anything, which only added to their disappointment and to their discouragement. And then in May, a drought came. For 2 months, it ate away at their crops. And in mid-July, the colonists set aside a day of humiliation, prayer, and thanksgiving. And it was a reminder that they had been trusting the Lord all along, and they wanted to continue to trust that He would provide for their needs. That particular day of thanksgiving was not for their current situation, which was desperate, but they were willing to sacrifice that hot day in July for the blessings yet to come. They knew that God had brought them that far, and they wanted to submit themselves again to Him so that those blessings would continue in the future. So all during that day, the sun beat down on them mercilessly. But that evening, rain clouds began to gather, and the first drops of rain fell, and they had a an abundant and fruitful harvest that fall. And the second Thanksgiving was held on November 20th, 1963. Here we are in 2014, gathering this Thursday to thank God for his blessings in the past, in the present, and those yet to come. Today is also our Stewardship Covenant Sunday, and you have all received over the last month a covenant form. You were asked to bring it today, and I'm going to ask as in just a moment, as Mary Lou plays, you're going to be bringing it forward and setting it in this harvest bin right here, and go back to your seats. But I want you to take out the litany that is on the pink sheet in your bulletin that we're going to share in just a moment. But today is a day of commitment in the life of our church because today we remember that each and every one of us, young and old, is called to be stewards of all aspects of our lives. And as we accept this call to be stewards, we each become a living example of Christ's gospel, proclaiming faith through all that we do and all that we give. It tells us in 1 Peter, like good stewards of the grace of God, serve one another with whatever gift each of you has received. Will you please follow along with me as I lead us in this litany of stewardship? Gracious God, you have made a world for us and given us incomparable gifts. Water, air, and food, family, and friends, your steadfast love and forgiveness, and your Son, Jesus Christ. O God, you created us to love one another as Christ has loved us. We are concerned about all your children, those who live near us and those who live far away. We are eager to participate in the work of the whole church and to further the ministry and service of this congregation. We are confident in your love and care for us. Now, as Mary Lou plays, if you would just come when you are ready and place your forms here and go back to your seats, and then I will pray. Oh God, throughout the ages, you have challenged your people to trust you and to step out in faith and follow you. And you have put purpose and direction in the lives of your people. We have set our feet on the pathway, and we ask you to be our guide. Take our gifts and our resources that we offer to you now. And may your Holy Spirit lead us and fill us with eager anticipation for the future. You are our vision, O Lord. Lead us on our journey, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's close this time of Thanksgiving with song number 498, Come All Christians, Be Committed, verses 1, 2, and 4. Thank you. Hear these words from Revelation 7:12. Praise, glory, wisdom, thanksgiving, honor, power, and might belong to our God forever and ever. Amen. Depart now in the fellowship of God the Father and the Holy Spirit.